Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 21 and 22. Jesus said, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." Jesus spoke earnestly to his disciples just before the three-day salvation-winning event of his death and resurrection. Jesus pictures a mother in labor, delivery, and at the birth of her child. That same event brings real pain and real grief, but also real joy to the mom and to her husband also. Jesus' disciples felt real grief over what Jesus revealed at that upper room Passover meal. Jesus spoke of betrayal, denial, and his own death, saying, "In a little while you will see me no more." But he added, "And then after a little while you will see me." We can hardly plumb the depth of grief the disciples felt that night. Jesus assured them, "I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." On the third day, following the onslaught of that grievous event which brought our Savior to the agony of Calvary, the salvation-winning event culminated in his resurrection. The disciples saw Jesus again, just as he said they would. They were eyewitnesses. Their grief turned to joy. Joy that no one will take away, because Jesus lives and reigns eternally. So, he said, "Tell the world." For you, me, and every Christian, considering the cross of Christ stirs both real grief and real joy concerning that same event. The real grief is in the deeper understanding that the sins of every human being, including your sins and mine, nailed Jesus to the cross. The real joy is in the deeper understanding that Jesus willingly made that atoning sacrifice, paid the full punishment price for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We have eternal life and an irrevocable joy, shared by all who trust in the risen Christ for eternal salvation. Tell the world. Lord, help me view the cross with grief, joy, and thankful sharing. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.